Burt Show.
All right, so each of us have written a commencement speech for the class of 2010, and today it is Jen Hobby's turn.
Let's do this. I like this music.
I bet you do. Do you make love to it?
Really?
Have we said why that's important yet?
No, we don't have to.
We still can't? Okay.
That's okay. We just don't have to. Very funny, Jeff. Okay, serious. Graduates of 2010, as we mark the eve of life after high school or college, I'd like to present you with a few tokens for your commencement, for your new beginnings. Life is not a dress rehearsal. This is a quote that was told to me once by my drama teacher, Mrs. Hallmark. She said it proudly and with gusto, as most drama teachers say almost everything. Well, she wore this saying on t-shirts, and she had bumper stickers proclaiming it on her dry erase boards and cars and backstage lighting equipment boxes. Mrs. Hallmark knew it way back then, and she even tried to teach all of us, but I just didn't get it. What does that mean anyway? Life is not a dress rehearsal. As I scratched my head confused, I just filed it away and I moved on. I chalked it up to many of the things that quirky adults said that I thought had no real use in my life. I mean, I knew everything by my senior year in high school. I took AP courses. I mean, I got good grades. What was some creative drama teacher going to tell me that I didn't know already? Well, that saying kept creeping up in my life even more and more times again, and I simply dismissed it. Without acknowledging it or giving it any real merit, I didn't have to pay attention to its meaning or really ponder it with any sort of in-depth thought. And then one day, the meaning just struck me. I was driving behind this old beat-up 80s car, and there it was again on an even older bumper sticker. Life is not a dress rehearsal. And that at that point, the meaning became clear to me. This is it. I mean, right now is it. I don't get to go back and do this over again. The decision I make today marks today forever in my life. This is the only chance in life to make our unique mark. This is the only time you're going to be 18 or 22 or 32 or 52. Although the reincarnation believers would probably disagree with me, I just get one shot at this. We don't get to do this over again. Remember when you were little and you played in the front yard with your friends and you tried to do a cartwheel or you threw a ball in some sort of small competition with your friend who lived next door and you messed up and you would yell, "Do over!" Well, guess what? I don't get a do-over, and you don't get a do-over. Life is not a dress rehearsal. So what does this mean for your commencement? It means do something. Do it now. Do whatever your something is. Because dreams require action. Dreams require that attitude that life is not a dress rehearsal. And this is not to say that you have to start big. No, you will have to start small. You will have to work very hard and build your dream. You'll have to wake up each day and put one foot in front of the other to make your dream a reality. Some of the most successful people in the world came from the most humble beginnings, but they never let go of their dream. They never treated life as if it were a dress rehearsal. For example, this one woman, she had a job where she shucked oysters. And then she was once a waitress at TGI Fridays. She was also working as a saleswoman for that clothing retail chain, Merry-Go-Round. Remember them? She worked there at the Lakeside Shopping Center in Metairie, Louisiana. But she knew she loved comedy, and she diligently earned her stripes at small clubs and coffee houses. She toured the country on a comedy tour and then made her first appearance on The Tonight Show in 1986 with Johnny Carson. And now she's one of America's most beloved television hosts and leaders in Hollywood. Her name is Ellen DeGeneres. Want another one? Well, he dropped out of high school at the age of 16 so that he could join the army. But the army actually rejected him because he was underage. So he joined the Red Cross and he drove an ambulance in World War I in France. When he returned home to the United States, he wanted to pursue his interest in drawing and he wanted to become a cartoonist. So he created ads for newspapers and magazines and movie theaters. And over time, this man became one of the best-known motion picture producers in the world. The corporation that he co-founded today has annual revenues of approximately $35 billion in the United States. His name is Walt Disney. And one more good example for good measure, because I thought you might like that, and I like things in threes. This young man studied hard in his youth and attended college. He initially found employment as a guard at a mine when he moved to Johannesburg. He He started working as an articled clerk at a law firm through connections from his friend. After the 1948 election victory of the National Party in his country, which supported the apartheid policy of racial segregation, this young man became actively participating in politics. He led prominently as an anti-apartheid activist and became the leader of the armed wing of the African National Congress. And the South African courts convicted him on charges of sabotage, as well as other alleged crimes committed while he led the movement against apartheid. In accordance with his sentence, he served 27 years in prison. And following his release from prison in 1990, he helped lead the transition towards multiracial democracy in South Africa. This man served as president of South Africa from 1994 to 99 and was the first South African president to be elected in a fully representative democratic election. He's received more than 250 awards over four decades, most notably the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize. And in November of 2009, the United Nations General Assembly announced that his birthday, July 18th, is to be known as his day to mark his contribution to world freedom. As you probably have already guessed, the man of these humble beginnings is Nelson Mandela. I hope these few examples of humble beginnings can serve as a reminder of persistence and dedication through your graduation, your commencement, your humble beginnings. It is not a dress rehearsal. It is your life. Congratulations, class of 2010. Life is calling you, so go.
Really
Yay!
Good.
Really
Nicely
good, Jen.
Done, Jen.
We're so competitive in here. Jeff and I are off mic.
Trying to guess who it is.
Really good, man. Really good. All right, all these commencement speeches up on thebertshow.com.
The Burt Show.